A giant tornado a mile wide or more killed at least 91 people, 20 of them children, as it tore across parts of Oklahoma City and its suburbs on Monday afternoon, flattening homes, flinging cars through the air, and crushing at least two schools. The injured flooded into hospitals, and the authorities said many people remain trapped, even as rescue workers struggled to make their way through debris-clogged streets to the devastated suburb of Moore, where much of the damage occurred. Amy Elliott, the spokeswoman for the Oklahoma City Medical Examiner, said at least 91 people had died, including the children, and officials said that toll was likely to climb. Hospitals reported at least 145 people injured, 70 of them children. Plaza Tower Elementary School in Moore was reduced to a pile of twisted metal and toppled walls. Rescue workers were able to pull several children from the rubble, but on Monday evening, crews were still struggling to cut through fallen beams and clear debris amid reports that dozens of students were trapped. At Briarwood Elementary School in Oklahoma City, on the border with Moore, cars were thrown through the facade and the roof was torn off. Numerous neighborhoods were completely leveled. Sergeant Gary Knight of the Oklahoma City Police Department said by telephone, "Neighborhoods just wiped clean." He said debris and damage to roadways, along with heavy traffic, were hindering emergency responders as they raced to the affected areas. A spokeswoman for the mayor's office in Moore said emergency workers were struggling to assess the damage. "Please send us your prayers," she said. Brooke Kayot, a spokeswoman for Integris Southwest Medical Center in Oklahoma City, said 58 patients had come in by about 9 p.m., an additional 85 were being treated at Oklahoma University Medical Center in Oklahoma City. The tornado touched down at 2:56 p.m., 16 minutes after the first warning went out, and traveled for 20 miles, said Kelly Pertle, a spokeswoman for the National Weather Service in Norman. "It was on the ground for 40 minutes," she said. "It struck the town of Newcastle and traveled about 10 miles to Moore, a popular suburb of Oklahoma City." Ms. Pertle said preliminary data suggests that it was a Category 4 tornado on the Enhanced Fujita scale, which measures tornado strength on a scale of 0 to 5. "A definitive assessment will not be available until Tuesday," she said. Moore was the scene of another huge tornado in May 1999, in which winds reached record speeds of 302 miles per hour, and experts said severe weather was common in the region this time of the year. But the region has rarely had a tornado as big and as powerful as the one on Monday. Television on Monday showed destruction spread over a vast area, with blocks upon blocks of homes and businesses destroyed. Residents, some partly clothed and apparently caught by surprise, were shown picking through rubble. Several structures were on fire and cars had been tossed around, flipped over, and stacked on each other.